opportunity to plug my interview show with Nancy Reagan this
evening. Tom?
Yeah?
You sound extra woozy today.
Oh,
you sound really out of it.
A little groggy today.
A little bit.
Yeah, I was working on my car, you see, in the garage.
Yeah.
The door was shut, and the exhaust fumes was overcome by carbon monoxide. So I'm a little groggy. Thank God Mrs. Brokaw pulled me out of the garage just in the nick of time. So I wouldn't have been able to perform the interview with Nancy Reagan. Remember Nancy Reagan, First Lady? Her motto on drugs, just say no.
What? What was that?
She said, just say no.
Oh, just say no, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is probably what Ronald Reagan is saying when she wants to offer him up some of that gas. I'll have to remember to ask her that on tonight's NBC Nightly News interview with who?
Nancy Reagan.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News interview with Nancy Reagan.
Very good. Tom.
Tom Brokaw. Achille Lauro.
Why are you falling asleep?
Achille Lauro. Must learn how to say Achille Lauro. Achille Lauro.
All right, Tom, thank you. Don't you have to go and work on the piece for tonight?
Yes, I have to work on that piece.
All right, Tom Brokaw, everyone.
Yeah. There he goes.
Hey, Anthony, look at our luck. Rick is informing me that the ex-president of the United States of America is on the hotline, Anthony.
Really?
The same line that Old Dirty uses to call our show.
Isn't that a disgrace?
The ex-president is on the line, and he wants to dispel all these rumors about his health.
Oh, good.
So let's go to the phone right now and, Ant.
What?
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. You talk to the president a while. I'll be right back.
Wait, this...
You started. I'll finish. I gotta take a leak.
Ant, this doesn't happen every day. You don't get the chance to talk to an ex-president.
You start. Just hold him on the line, till I get back.
Oh, he just doesn't get it. An ex-president on the line. Hello?
Hello, open it. Oh, I mean... Yes. Hi, this is Ronald Reagan. Well, I want to... I want to dispel the rumors.
All right, do we have the president, the ex-president on the line
no,
now?
Yes, I had to take the phone from, I believe, that was Sam Donaldson. Not sure. Well, I just want to dispel those rumors about my health.
Yeah, they're saying that there's a 36-hour death watch.
On who?
On you, Mr. Reagan.
Is Mr. Reagan there?
No, you're Mr. Reagan?
I am.
Yeah, you're the ex-president of the United States of America.
Yes, and I want to say,
yeah?
I'm as spry as JFK Jr. I want to dispel any... Well... Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
No.
Hello?
No, you left the presidency a real long time ago, Mr. Reagan.
Where did I leave it? I'm always forgetting things. The bombing starts in 5 minutes.
No. We want to...
Hello?
We want to just discuss the fact that you're still alive and well.
God bless Pakistan. Well, I'm fine. I still... Well, take a dump every morning like clockwork at 6 a.m.
Yeah?
Well, I don't get up till 7.
Oh, my God.
That old gag.
Hey, you were spotted on the streets of California in Brentwood eating ice cream.
I was?
Yes.
Yes, I love ice cream now. It's much the same as, you know, running the free world. Eating ice cream. 1 minute yet. Well... Have your hand on the button that could destroy all mankind.
Yeah.
The next year, eating Fudgy the Whale. Can someone shoot me? Hello?
Well, they already shot at you. We shouldn't be making jokes about that.
They did
that.
Win.
Oh, way back in what, 80? 81.
Did I make it?
Yes, you did. You made it through. Fine.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a cat. Meow. Meow. Well, now, every morning I wake up and thank God I'm able to stare at Nancy's giant head. She's like a friggin' Pez dispenser, then. Well, it's like looking at a Mardi Gras float for guns. Hello? Hello?
Is that why you...
356,018. 356,019. 300...
That's why you're counting.
I'm counting my liver spots. Four or five more and I'm a black man. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Look, I can see through walls and I'm a pirate. A best, matey. Yeah, you know what the good thing about Alzheimer's is?
What?
I'm with a new chick every day. Why is it always a skinny pig with a huge head? Oh,
that's so wrong.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that curtain rod. I was leader of the free world. Now I don't even know when I take a dump. Ooh, wait, I think I just did.
You're out of your mind.
It's off to Carvel for another Fuzzy the Whale.
Well, obviously you're alive and and well, Mr.
Yes.
Reagan, yes.
God bless Iraq.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.